Phantom Fans. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe. Phantom Fans. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by ZipRecruiter. It was a major expose in the New York Times. It took four reporters to write it, and it reveals that millions of Twitter followers are fake. The Times estimated that there may be as many as 48 million bogus Twitter accounts set up just to fake follow people. One company alone created 3.5 million phony accounts, which generated around 200 million fake follows. I know, it's hard to believe fake stuff on the internet, but it's actually very easy to believe because it turns out that if you can get enough people to follow you, advertisers will pay you to mention them on your Twitter feed. So if the raw brilliance of your tweets has failed to attract an audience, the going rate is $2,000 to buy 300,000 fake but very loyal followers. Actors have done it. Politicians have done it. The Times even found one of its own freelance journalists has done it, prompting me to wonder, is this really worth an expose? We all know that popularity is the new cocaine. Is it surprising that people would figure out a way to abuse it? If buying an audience of cardboard cutouts for your one-man show makes you feel like a star, why not? The applause may not be deafening, but at least nobody walks out. By the way, I am perfectly happy with my 2,600 Twitter followers, by which I mean 2,569, just in case the Times fact checker is listening. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.